Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Speaker, a couple of lessons I learned in the Army were you move to the sound of gunfire, and the most important step in the troop leading procedures is to supervise the execution of your orders. When Americans were fighting for their lives in Benghazi, Barack Obama did neither. He sent no quick reaction force, and he didn't even stay in the Situation Room to supervise the execution of his orders. We expect more from lieutenants in the Army than our president gave us that night. For 2 years, he's covered up this failure of leadership by stonewalling. Not anymore. We will now get to the truth. But what do our colleagues on the other side of the aisle say to this? They express great outrage at politicizing this matter. When I was leading troops in Iraq in 2006, men and women who were being shot at and blown up by Al-Qaeda, where was the outrage as they fundraised endlessly off the Iraq war? Where was the outrage as they viciously attacked our commanders? Where was the outrage when they said that soldiers were war criminals? Where was the outrage when they said the war was lost? Where was the outrage when they said that only high school dropouts joined the Army? Forgive me if I don't join my Democratic colleagues in sharing in their fake outrage. 4 Americans lost their lives that night in Benghazi. They deserve justice. The American people deserve the truth. One other lesson I learned in the Army is we leave no man behind, and we will not leave these 4 men behind.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 980 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 47 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, as always, more and more people are just desperate to take away your freedom, and we've got to fight. And we do have a fight coming up tomorrow. We're going to get into that. If I could ever shut the hell up once in a while. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Hopefully we can cover it all. But it all depends on if these liberals don't send me blasting off into Deep Space Nine or not. It's very easy to do. God damn it. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship on the way. Yes, we are now officially underway and headed out to sea. Arr. Those are makeshift colors. Okay, before we get the scuttlebutt of the day again, I'm not going to forget this girl. I know, it's so boring, Justina Pelletier. That's so boring. That's even more boring than Benghazi. But we're going to talk about it anyway, and I don't give a damn. Jeffrey Cooner, radio talk show host in Boston, will be organizing a very large rally in support of Justina Pelletier. Yes, she's got to a new home. But is she at her real home? No. So don't think for one goddamn second that this battle is won. It's only begun. When she is home with her parents and her sister and the rest of her family, then the battle will be won. But we must keep our guard. You let your guard down for one damn second, they will nab her again. Keep her there until she's 18. Then they're going to release her. Okay, well, you're done. You're 18. I can't keep you anymore. Then what the hell did you keep me in here for? Well, for your protection. Your protection? Well, if you care about Justina Pelletier, you care about your brothers and your sisters, all these little children that are being kidnapped by the state, yes, it is true. Yes, are there kids that need to be taken from their parents because their parents are... Yeah. We're not talking about those. We're talking about the far too many of them that aren't. That's the ones we're talking about. So if you care about these kids being stolen from the state, tortured, left in a room to die, can't speak to your family because they dared to disagree with a doctor's order? Yeah, that's my daughter there, Doc, not yours. Period. But if you're anywhere near Boston, at the Massachusetts Stupid State House, Saturday, May 17th, a couple of days from now. What day is it today, for crying out loud? What day is it? Thursday, okay. So you got 2 days. You can make it, May 17th, 2 to 4 p.m. All right, let's get to the scuttlebutt of the day. Operation American Spring. Now, I sensed this stuff a long, long time ago. I knew it. I knew it was coming, and it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We look, libs, you screwed up. You screwed up now. You had your opportunity to turn around, but did you? No, you didn't. You kept pushing forward. You kept pushing. 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 Well, now you're going to get pushed back. I'm sorry, libs, but hey, gas for it. I don't want to hear it. Don't be crying to me. I don't want to listen to it. We can still avoid this. We don't have to get this way. We can still avoid it. There still is an opportunity, but that all depends on you, libs. I'm sorry. This is all on you. I don't want to hear one frickin' word from any of you. Not one goddamn word. And Alec Baldwin, yeah, I do support your point. I understand the point that you were making, but I don't think you knew what point you were making, but I did. I was able to figure out a point in there. Whether that was your point or not, I don't know. I don't care. But there was a point to it. Whether you picked up on it or not, I don't know. But you voted for it, Alec. So I don't want to listen to you whine and snivel. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to listen to it. You voted for this crap. This is what liberalism brings. Look around you. Total control, total power. Cops now have complete endless power. They don't even need a reason. They can just come up to you. no probable cause,
demand your identification.
Oh, I'm just going to the voting booth. Oh, okay, well then just go on in. Here, let me show you the way. I'll give you an escort. But if you're just walking down the street, got your little transistor radio like I do, I walk around with it wherever I go. I got my radio, ride my bike, walk, whatever. I always got a radio listening to me. And if you're listening to that Rush Limbaugh program, you're a goddamn racist. You're a hater. Where's your identification? It's up your sister's ass. What do you think it is? Shut up. I'm sick and tired of this crap. Well, so are these people. I mean, you knew it was coming. Again, I'm talking about simple, basic human frickin' psychology, man. You liberals, you had an opportunity, but you blew it. And you still don't understand it. You still don't get it. These people are now, I guarantee it, oh, they're anti-government. They're the anarchists. Oh, come on. Anarchists. Shut up! Again, I don't get this. I don't get how you can be anti-government when you're pro-Constitution. Unless maybe you never read the Constitution? Could that be like, oh, I don't know, a reason why you're so stupid? I don't know. I don't know how you got so stupid, Nancy Pelosi. I don't know how you got that dumb. That's not my fault. I don't know how you got there. Maybe you were born that way. Or maybe you worked at it your whole frickin' life. I don't know. But you're an idiot. Shut up. This is what happens. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And again, I know I sound like a broken frickin' record, but you can only push people so far and for so long. And eventually they're going to rise up and start pushing back. And that's when things get ugly. Well, right now it's fugly. And the only way that you can stop a bully from bullying you is, I'm sorry, but sometimes, you know, a civil conversation just isn't going to work. Sometimes you're just going to have to rise up and sock the son of a bitch in the nose. Fuck yeah. Can we figure it out another way? Yeah. But the bully's got to do the work. You can't expect the other guys getting bullied to do the work. It's you, Mr. Bully Man. You've got to do the work. And the only thing you have to do is stop bullying so you can take a break. You see what I'm saying? You can take a vacation. See what I mean? It's less work. You know how human beings are. They don't like to work. That's why they make all these machines to do the work for them. It's called progress. But a group of self-described revolutionary-style, I call these men patriots. I support this. We don't need to do this, but I knew it was coming. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. We don't need to go to war. I'm hoping that we can turn this around. I'm hoping this does not escalate into a war. I don't want a war. Nobody wants a frickin' war. But nobody wanted a war in the revolutionary times either. They did not want to go to war with England. But they had no frickin' choice. Well, we do have a choice here. And liberals, you're going to have to do the goddamn work. Sorry, not for nothing, but you are the aggressor. You are the invader. You are the occupier. You are the enemy. You are the axis, not the ally. You want peace? You're going to have to stop. You come out there, you claim, oh, I want all this peace and love, goddamn rainbows, unicorns, all this crap. It makes you want to puke. Shut up. Shut up. Anybody who over-talks about certain things, you know it's BS. Shut up. Oh, it's just love and love and love. Everybody loves. Okay, I'm sorry. God damn it, the criminalists of all criminals, they still love something. It could be anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe there's a few people out there that just have no idea what it is, maybe. But there's something that they do like. Obviously, they like killing. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in frickin' jail. Well, good for these guys, these patriots. Somebody stand it up. They're saying this is enough is enough. Well, it sucks. We shouldn't have to get to this point. But it was inevitable. I'm sorry, but you, again, at some point, yes, look, I'm an artist. I'm an artist by heart. So I do love Dreamville. I love going into dreamland. I dream all the time. There's nothing wrong with it. To know when to be in Dreamville and when to be in Realityville. You can't incorporate Dreamville into Realityville. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But that's what we got. All this liberalism is nothing but just it's a dream. It's a concocted freaking nightmare. But it's phony. It's phony. They love to the point that they hate. And anybody who doesn't love as much as them, well, they're a hater. They must be murdered. Because it's not murder. It's just getting out of the riffraff. Getting rid of the riffraff. Those that will not comply. Those that cannot be programmed. That's right. You can't program human beings. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. They don't understand it. Because, see, they get behind their goddamn computers every day and they program the son of a bitch to do whatever the hell they want it to do. But when it comes to a human being, they got to talk to him on their text, and they got to talk to him on this and talk to him on that, and they have no idea why they cannot be programmed. Hey, I typed in the right goddamn keys. What the hell's going on here? You must be punished. See that video, that goddamn fat kindergarten teacher? She was a teacher, but the little kid was a kindergartner. Little kid goes to the bathroom, goes in there. They got the security camera. He comes out. She comes over there and asks him a question. Who knows what he said? Probably something like, "You smell. Get away from me, you big fat frickin' slob." Who knows what the hell the kid said? Well, anyway, she grabbed him by the neck and slammed him against a wall, grabbing his shirt and his arms. I mean, what the hell? Well, she got suspended for 10 days, and there's only 10 days left in the school year, so she can come back next year to, well, torture other children. I mean, what the hell is the infatuation with torturing kids in this country now? Jesus God! There's another reason why this Operation Spring is in force here. Again, liberals, look around you. Everything that you do, you have no idea. You have no idea the damage that you have caused. You have no idea what you have done. You have awakened a sleeping giant. Again, you can kill the American, but you cannot kill that American spirit. It will rise back up, no matter how many times you knock it down. It's like one of those weebles. Remember them? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Well, the American spirit is a goddamn weeble. You can knock us down, but we're going to get back up. And then we're going to knock you down. Well, that's what's happening. We don't need to do this. We don't need to go in this direction. Liberals, you do have an opportunity right now to turn your ship around. Reverse course. Pull back into port. Put your ship in goddamn dry docks. Got a lot of repairs to do. Shit. Now I got to put a penny in the cuss jar. Damn it. Screw it. Well, you knew this was going to happen. You knew it, you knew it, you knew it, you knew it, you knew it. Libs, you probably knew it too. Maybe you were pushing for it. I mean, you talk about peace and love, but all you want to do is start a frickin' fight! It doesn't make any sense to me again! That's another thing my brain just cannot frickin' process, man! The hell! Well, a group of self-described revolutionary-style patriots. It's going to take me forever to read this. Oh, the first sentence. I haven't even finished the first sentence. I'm not even close to the middle of the first sentence. But we got to get going here. We got to find out exactly what the hell's going on here. You know, when I first heard this, I thought it was, I look at stuff all the time. I'm all over the damn place on that stupid internet. But when you read something that, you know, like this, you know, I guess it's because I just didn't want to get my hopes up and then have to be burned, you know? So I didn't really dismiss it, but, you know, it just, I didn't know if it was, you know, real. It was off of Facebook, I think it was, or, you know. So I called my buddy. He's one of these guys that's in the know. So he called me back, I think it was yesterday. It was after the show. Yeah, it was yesterday. I can't tell what frickin' day it is. Yesterday, a week ago, it's the same frickin' day. So he calls me up. It was after the show. He says, yeah. I checked into it. That's for real. I said, really? I said, all right. And then I'm out doing some other stuff, and I was on the Radio Jihad Network, or it could have been RFB, Kell Station, I don't know. But I was somewhere. I was somewhere on the Blog Talk Radio sphere, and they were talking about it. And I said, damn, okay, that's another one. Boom. So this stuff is real. At first I thought, well, you know, I mean, I didn't really trust the site that it was on. I didn't want to get my hopes up. Not that I want to get my hopes up that this, you know, escalates into a freaking war. But my hopes up that there's people out there that actually care. Maybe America is waking up. For real. I know we hear that a lot. Everybody's talking about America's waking up, but no. They may be waking up, but they're still in bed. You can lie in bed. You can be awake. But unless your ass is, you know, out of them covers, out of them sheets, got your goddamn boots on, drinking a cup of coffee, you are not awake. You're still in bed. Well, these are some guys that are out of bed. Man, they got their wook boots on. They've already got their coffee drunk. So they're ready. They're ready to go. They showered up, put on their best Sunday go-to meetings. They're ready to go. Good for them. America is waking up. Good. It's about frickin' time. Look, all you have to do is not accept it. They don't accept reality, so why should we accept this? Why should we accept them taking away our rights, our liberties, our freedom? You can't speak your mind. You get punished. You lose your job. Dare to criticize the king for at least 4 murders? Well, then you're a racist. Even though race had nothing to do with it. But you're a racist. Isn't that right, Hank? Well, a group of self-described revolutionary-style patriots with a million mobilized militia members are heading downtown Washington, D.C. tomorrow. I do believe it's tomorrow. To bring a simple message to political leadership, from President Barack Insane O'Frickin' Obama to the crybaby-in-chief, little wanker, House Stupid Speaker John Frickin' Boehner, you big baby. We're tired of these milquetoast little titty babies. Sick of them. We can't afford them anymore. Mr. McCain can't afford you. I don't like it. Shut up. They're called the Operation American Spring. And they're vowing to oust the likes of Mr. Obama, Mr. Boehner, Eric Holder, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and Vice President Joseph R. Biden. I wonder what that R stands for. Racist? No, he's not a racist. He's a Democrat. Can't go into one 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. We are calling for their removal as a start toward constitutional restoration. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. All we got to do is go back to the goddamn Constitution. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. And it's a simple document to follow. These members in Congress should not be this busy. I'm sorry, but they should be bored. They should be bored. They should have a boring job. They should spend time in their districts rather than in Washington. There ought to be a limited amount of time. In the Constitution, it lays out you don't have to spend that much time. They don't have to meet as much as they meet. Because every time they meet, well, it's just one more right, one more liberty, one more freedom they just took away. The less work the goddamn government does, the better. All you have to do is simply follow this document. I don't get it. I don't understand why people just think they can't see it. They can't read it. They don't understand it, and I don't understand how they could not understand it. I mean, it's right there. I'm sick and tired of this. Oh, it's white people written for white people and blah, 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 blah. Okay, God damn it. Look, we don't live in the past anymore. Shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Just shut up. I'm sick and tired of that. Sick and tired of people just running up at the mouth. Racist. Homophobe. Misogynist. You hate women. You hate women. Well, we got a couple of women hatings. We got a couple of them stories today. But see, liberals can hate women. It's okay. They're women. They can hate them. Oh, all right. But if a conservative, says anything about a woman, they're haters. Damn it. Well, good for these people. They've had enough. This is what happens. Again, simple human psychology. It's all this is. They have abandoned the U.S. Constitution, are unworthy to be retained in a position that calls for servant status. These guys are not screwing around with their words. Boy, they are getting right to the point, which the Constitution does. And good for them. Good for them. Maybe this can work. I doubt it. I think it's going to take more. But this is a start. Look, you can't get anything done unless you start it, right? I mean, you can't just blink your eyes and have something done. No, you got to start. One step at a frickin' time. How are you going to get to the top of the goddamn ladder up there if you don't take one step at a time? Think you can just blink your eye and be at the top? Boom. Done? No. You're never going to get anything completed unless you start it. The aim of the group is to influence those politicos who aren't targeted for ouster to sponsor and pass very constitutionally crafted state legislation to dissolve the size, powers, scope, and spending of the U.S. government by 2/3. Well, if we just go back to following the Constitution, we wouldn't have to dissolve the size, powers, scope, and spending. Because it would already be done. But we're not following the Constitution. This is another thing that pisses me off. We've got to get legislation passed that says that we follow the Constitution. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Why have this document then? What the hell's the point of this frickin' document? Everybody likes to talk about it, especially, well, when they're in trouble. They're in court. Then they want to bring the Constitution out. They can violate your rights, but God damn it, don't you dare violate mine, you racist-hating, homophobic son of a bitch. This is what happens, man. This is what happens. The group expects between 10 million and 30 million similarly thinking Americans to meet them in the Capitol on Friday, which is tomorrow, for a rally that's being billed as sort of an Arab Spring for Americans. Meanwhile, the group is holding another event on the same day in Bunkerville, near the cattle rancher, the racist Cliven Bundy. Well, they're going to be there, too. I hope they get that $30 million. I'd love to be there my goddamn self. Maybe the next one. Mr. Riley, this is the guy who was speaking, said he hopes the event will go forward peacefully, but that so far peaceful protests haven't brought citizens much luck, which is exactly what I've been saying. Again, enough to civil conversations. You don't have to beat the living hell out of them. You don't have to shoot them. You don't have to kill them. But, you might have to stand up and slap them across the face. You might have to step on their little toes. You got to get the goddamn attention. No more. We're not taking it. We're not going to accept it. We don't care what John McCain's 21st century handbook says. Well, it's in the 21st century. Well, those are the times. Who said? Who the frig says that this is the times? Huh? Who said that, Mr. McCain? How did that get implemented? Huh? Huh? No, it is not the times. I will not accept it, Mr. McCain. I don't accept you. He also said that more than 1 million militia members have already mobilized, and that projections of 10 million to attend are not pie in the sky. I hope they get it. I hope they get 60 million. It should be 325 million. That's what it should be. Every single American. I know you can't obviously fit 325 million people in Washington, D.C., obviously, duh. But the point is, we all should be supporting this. This might just very well be our Lexington Concord. Lexington Concord 2.0. For more than 5 years, he goes on, we, the people, have been writing, calling, faxing Congress, the media, screaming in town halls, marching, rallying, demonstrating, petitioning, all to no avail. See? All them olive branches we sent to that frickin' king a couple hundred and some odd goddamn years ago didn't work. King wasn't buying it. Right, go ahead, send me all these frickin' olive branches. I don't give a damn. Just going to wipe my royal butt with them. I don't give a damn. Keep sending them. They didn't want to go to war, but they had no choice. Well, we do have a choice here. And that choice comes from you, liberals. The ball is in your court. You're the only one who can end this. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You can end it. You can withdraw. You can put down your weapons. And shut up. Every branch of government, he goes on, looks at we the people, whom they have taken an oath to serve as pests. That's true. Interfering with their political agenda, we know about that. Cramping their self-serving, greedy agendas. We have no faith in the ballot box any longer. And many believe this sacred box has been compromised. Yes. How many more stories keep coming out about voter fraud? But we are not allowed to ask for identification in a voting booth. But if you're riding your bicycle on the wrong side of the street, you must produce identification. Or you will be handcuffed. That's not a problem. Huh? Okay. Well, you're right. The ballot box has been compromised. When they came out, right when they, with that stupid, what the hell's his name? I always called him Duffer Dumbbutt. He just looks like just a dork. What a goober. God damn it. What's his name? The first stupid press secretary for Obama. I don't really give a damn what his stupid name is now. Him. He's the one. Oh, no, I'm actually confident. Oh, yeah, we're going to win Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania. Oh yeah, we'll guarantee it. Guarantee it. Yeah, of course they guaranteed it. They had it stolen. All you had to do was wait for the election day. The election was already decided. Please. And they were out there bragging about it. I knew right when he said it. Right when he said it, I knew it. Do we have a media that would question that, probe on that, ask, find out? Is that what you were really talking about? Did you steal it? Find out? Do some investigating? Here, an FBI agent could have heard it. Did they go investigate? Find out? Anybody investigate any kind of voting fraud? No? No? Isn't there a voting fraud, like, department where they go out and, you know, they hunt for voting fraud? Don't we have that? Don't we have that? We should. Thought they had some kind of voting fraud squad. Guess not. Guess voting fraud is not really important. Well, this is exactly what the government's been afraid of. This is why they're doing the things that they're doing. This is why they're taking away the Navy Jack. Don't tread on me. Because they knew that American spirit, that motto, would come back. Well, they didn't get all the guns. They didn't get everything yet. They're working on it. But unless people like these guys, people like you, people like me, people like all of us, unless we stand up, they will get it done. So in order for us to preserve what we already have, what they haven't stolen from us yet, and to take back what they have already stolen from us, we are going to have to stand up. That's exactly what's happening right here. These are Americans standing up saying no frickin' more. And that's what it takes. Let me open up my drawer. I just, you know, I'm sorry, man. But damn it, I wish we could do something different than this. I wish we didn't have to go down this road. I really do. But it's inevitable. It's going to happen. Liberals, you screwed up. You're not going to be able to spin your way out of this. No matter how many newspapers and magazines and how many Hollywood elites. You screwed up, and you're going to lose this one. And we don't have to go down this road. We could make it peaceful, or we could not. That all depends on you. But you must understand, liberals, that this is over something that you really do not need to be doing. And you don't seem to realize that you're actually voting for and promoting for your own punishment, your own tyranny. This is not just simply for the Republicans. It's going to be for you too. Alec Baldwin found that out. I don't think he's realized it yet. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. I don't know. But what is so damn threatening about following this Constitution? I just simply cannot figure it out. I'm a simpleton. So I see things simply, and this Constitution is simple. That's why I like it. And it gives me freedom. I got freedom of speech right here. It says right there, freedom of speech right there. That's in the very first sentence of the very First Amendment. I got freedom of the press. Right there it is. Right there it is. I got right of the people to peacefully assemble, which is what they're doing. Petition the government for a redress of grievances. Says it right there. That's the very First Amendment. Well, that's what it's going to take. If they're going to take away our First Amendment right for freedom of speech, we need to take away, or we need to fight back with the First Amendment, which is exactly what the hell they're doing. The Constitution gives you several different ways where you can defend yourself. But this isn't really a document, really, so much to defend yourself, even though it is. But it just simply lays out, here's the guidelines of our government. Here are the rights and everything of order to the citizens, for everybody, from the president on down to the, you know, the newest little bitty baby. Everybody. All colors, everybody. Everybody. Yes, back then, yes, blacks were in servitude. But we're not there anymore. We don't have that anymore. We don't have slavery. So the Constitution allowed us to change the Constitution. We went to war for it. The Republicans were the abolitionists, you know. But, you know, you can't teach history anymore because history's racist. So you knew this was going to happen. It was only a matter of time. The Bundy Ranch, that was a start. And it's going to keep getting more and more and more of these. And liberals, all you have to do is just stop. You don't have to do very much. Take a goddamn break. Take a vacation. And stay out of our frickin' lives. Let us live our life. You live your life your way. We're not interfering with the way you want to live your life. We don't give a damn. Nobody that I know really gives a damn how somebody wants to live their frickin' life. If it makes you happy, then do it. Rock and roll. But if I don't want to live that way, I'm not. Let people be, man. And shut up. Stop trying to change my way of thinking through legislation. How can you do that? It's not going to work. And these teachers don't understand. They're at the point now where they can't, if a child isn't programmable, somehow he gets a wire crossed and he doesn't do what the teacher programmed him to do, well, then he must be severely punished. We must call in the authorities. And that's what they do. They call in the police. They arrest the child. The child. Got to throw them in handcuffs, a child. Are you friggin' kidding me? Kidding me? If you really needed to arrest this little child, this little hateful, this little miscreant, 6-7-year-old kid, you're a big steroided up, roid raged, having goddamn buffed up cop. You don't need to handcuff him. Pretty sure you can, you know, hold him by his hand and lead him to the goddamn car. If you're really a big man, are you? Handcuff first and ask questions later. Well, this is liberalism. This is what it brings. Well, these people see. We don't want to live that way. I don't want to live that way. I don't know anybody who wants to live that way. I'm not going to live that way. So I do support these guys. Good for them. Good for them. I'd love to be there. And I hope they get $60 million. Good for them. Good for them. All right, let's open up my treasure chest, see if we can plunder any booty. Oh, we've got some clips today. Hillary's accomplishments. You're going to like this. This is going to be fun. We'll get to that. Senate bill would require states to pay back feds for failed Obamacare exchanges. Yeah, but wait till you find out what the bill really is. I mean, all these bills, they come out with all these great, wonderful, fancy names. But when you get to the fine print, the bill does absolutely not a goddamn thing. Nothing. It's pathetic. I mean, what the hell's the point of having all these goddamn legislations, all these bills, All these laws, if they have no frickin' meaning. And the ones that do have meaning, you don't even follow. Well, the president's got a pen. He doesn't have to do that anymore. No, he's got executive order privilege. Yes, he's got king status. Well, no, you don't. And these people down there in Washington, D.C. are there to shove that goddamn pin up your ass. Hope you lubed up. War on women in the Democratic Party while they fire one of their own. She dared to ask for more money. Well, when you get to the story on here, you could understand why she wasn't as paid as much. It wasn't that much difference, but it wasn't enough to really complain about. There's an underlining deal here. See, first of all, the other guy that she replaced was there with the company for a long time. She came from the Wall Street Journal, which she spent most of her career at. But this guy was with the company for a long time. So sometimes in companies, yeah, you do got to earn that big paycheck, lady. You can't just walk over there and get that kind of money. You got to earn it. Maybe if you earned it, maybe if your goddamn newspaper was actually out there printing facts once in a goddamn while, maybe you might have earned it. Whatever happened to getting paid for what you earn? You didn't do the goddamn job. You were replaced. California State Assembly Health Committee voted down a bill that would have outlawed the practice of sex selection through abortion. Wait till you find out what's going on with that. Now, you think that, okay, fine, it's abortion, whatever, you know, boring story. Well, people from, ladies from China and all over the world coming over here to get, well, taxpayer-funded free sex selection abortions. You're paying for foreigners to come over here and get aborted. Sex selection abortion. Well, if it's a girl, well, they got to abort her. But if it's a boy, they can live. And they want to talk about a war on women? That's why those ladies are coming over here. All those pregnant women are coming over here to abort the females, not the males. And they're going to sit here and complain. This is what they voted down. They made sure that that door stayed open. So all these pregnant women can come over here and abort their women, abort their little girls. They don't abort the boys. And they want to talk about a war on women? Okay. That makes a lot of frickin' sense. I understand where that is. Yeah, those Tea Partiers, yeah. The Tea Party makes up, you know, majority of women. So I can understand why the Tea Party would be misogynists. And aborting only little girls would not. Teen booted from prom after being told dress sparkled. Impure thoughts to the little boys. Well, let me tell you something. When you're 16, 17, 18, just the fact that a girl walks in the room is enough to put in impure thoughts. But this dress, I'm sorry, but this dress was not that revealing. The story is, I've seen the videos where, she was not dancing, for whatever reason, they didn't like her, and they had to kick her out of the prom. The dress was not that. I don't know what really happened, but, I mean, come on. I think we're going a little bit overboard with all this crap. Casey Kasem. Oh, looks like we got somebody in line. Hold on here a little bit here. Let me run down the list here real quick, and I'll get to you. Looks like we found Casey Kasem. That's important news. Have we found the people that killed our four brothers in Benghazi? We found them yet? No? Oh, okay. But we found Casey Kasem. I can sleep now. French foreign minister. We've only got 500 days to avoid climate chaos. Wonder if that's like Operation Chaos from Rush Limbaugh. What the hell is climate chaos? Well, it's not, it went from global warming. Actually, it was a global cooling. I heard that when I was a kid. We're going to go back to an ice age. Well, so eventually we're going to get to an ice age again. We're going to get hot, and then we're going to get cold, and then we're going to get hot. Maybe if these people pick up a goddamn world history book and found out, you know, studied a little history of the planet. I don't mean political world history. I mean history of the planet. You can find it in science books. They talk about, you know, learning the science. Well, learn the frickin' history of the planet. That'll tell you enough to know right there that there's no possible way the man can have any goddamn control over the frickin' climate. I mean, that's a dangerous combination of arrogance and ignorance. And they're only doing it for one purpose, and that's so they can make money. And they get their little followers to protest Wall Street. Well, they're making gazillions of frickin' dollars, big business, big corporations, so they get their little minions to go out and protest it. Doesn't make any sense. But it's not out to protest these big business. No, just the Republican businesses. That's all they want to target. This is for the betterment of the community. Oh, they care. Oh, okay. Oh, that's all right. But now we're into climate chaos. Global cooling, then global warming, and then climate change, which the climate is constantly changing. Again, you got to go back and read one of those science books that talks about all the history of the goddamn planet. That'll tell you in there. But now we're at climate chaos because they have no frickin' idea. Why is the temperature this way? Well, it's Mother Nature. Accept it. We don't like it, but it's the 21st century. Just got to accept it. It is what it is. Oh, would you look at this? Obama takes his 1,000th flight aboard Air Force One. Well, isn't that nice? A milestone. Well, that's one accomplishment for him. Dr. Mom Jeans is now in New York for 2 days as he delivers an infrastructure speech. Remember we heard all those speeches about them shovel-ready jobs with this stimulus package? You're going to build them bridges and roads? Well, the report of bridges, man. Bridges are not safe around this country. There's a lot of bridges. It needs some help. Weren't we supposed to build our bridges and roads with that stimulus package? What happened to that? Oh, they all went to cylinder companies. They went out of business. You remember that. And then they get a bonus check? Now he wants to talk about infrastructure. Jesus, God. And then he's got a couple of more Democratic fundraisers. Boy, I mean, they're using and abusing the president for their fundraisers. They must really be in frickin' trouble. When you got to rely on Obama to do your goddamn fundraising for you, you're in trouble. But he's there to help dedicate this new 9/11 museum that they got down there. You know, the one that they're not allowed to use the words jihad or Islamic terrorist or Al-Qaeda, even though the Trade Center was blown up by, you know, these people, because it was jihad. Jesus, God Almighty. Absolutely, that should be mentioned. That should never be forgotten. Why do we want to forget who attacked us? Oh, so we can sell weapons to them. Oh, I see. I get it. Before we get down the list here, let's go to the caller here real quick. Hello, you're on with the captain. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Bud, you have something to say?
Oh, no, sir. I just called in to listen. I'm at work.
Oh, Kevin. Is this Kevin?
No, this is Jason, Texas.
Oh, Jason in Texas. Oh, you sounded like somebody I knew. All right, Jason from Texas. I'll let you go, and I'll continue on. I'll let you speak. All right, let's go. Let's get into this. This is Hillary Clinton here now. These are the people that vote for this. These are your neighbors. These are people that live amongst you. These are the creatures that live amongst you. These are going to be your leaders someday. These are college students. College students, and you know, as soon as you get into college, I'm automatically you're the most intelligent creature on earth. Nobody can tell you anything except for your little professor. Well, your little professor is able, for whatever reason. The teachers in grade school, they can't program the kid. But them professors, boy, they can sure spoon feed. They can sure program their students. They don't have any trouble with that. What is it? As soon as you go to college, if you don't just absorb this, you don't just accept it, well, then you're not going to be accepting into any little frat parties. Is that it? Is that it, kids? What about the reality? Huh? When are we going to start talking about reality? Start living in the reality. Before you can do that, you must acknowledge the reality. And the reality is that it was Al-Qaeda that, well, hijacked our planes, crashed them into our buildings, and killed 3,000 of our brothers and sisters. You can't just forget that. They also killed 4 of our brothers in Benghazi. We don't really know the amount of people that were injured. Nor do we know, could there be even more people that were killed? They were just not listed. There were a lot of people that were not put on the list, that were not there. We don't know who was there. No one's saying. We'll never find out unless somebody comes forward. And if they do, their life will be in frickin' danger. So the chance of that is happening is very slim. Unless somebody who has got a very, very, very secure place where they can keep them, it ain't going to happen. But were there other men killed? Quite frickin' possible. If you look at the video of the damage that was caused there, there had to have been more casualties. Will we ever find out? I don't know. This. And you all know Hillary Clinton's, you all know her role in Benghazi. And now we've got college students here from George Washington University. This is a prominent university. This isn't some, you know, some community college. Oh, no, this is a real university. George Washington University. George Washington. Can't get more prominent than that. George Washington University. Students talking about her possible run for the White House in 2016. Now, we're going to play a couple of these clips and we're going to talk about them. Then there's a third one. The first two are how, well, again, liberals, they only see the aesthetics. Just because it's a woman, that means, oh, she's good. She's got to be there. Just because of Barack Obama's African-American, even though he is, well, half black and half white. But just because he's the right color, he's the right man for the job. Just because she's the right sex, she's the right man for the job. No, we need to start looking for the right person for the frickin' job. Quit looking for the color. Quit looking for the sex. Quit looking for this. Quit looking for that. You're the right religion. You're the right hair color. Got to write this. Got to write that. How about the right person? But no, it's all about aesthetics. People voted for Barack Obama simply because he was black. But if you did not vote for Barack Obama, automatically you voted for him because he was black. Or you didn't vote for him because he was black. Well, no, we didn't vote for him because we didn't like him. And look at all the damage that this man has caused. This is why we didn't vote for him. We knew this stuff was coming. That's why we didn't vote for him. That doesn't make us racist, Hank Aaron. You broke my heart, Hank. I'm sorry, but you did. You did. You of all people should know what real racism is. and daring to criticize the king because of all the crimes that this man has committed, him and his band of little merry communists, does not make you racist, Hank. So these are George Washington University students. Let's play the first cut. The short one. Go ahead.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics. And we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
Oh, that would just be amazing. What would be amazing about it? Just because she's a woman? You have no idea who this Hillary Clinton is, or you little punk. She's incompetent. What has she ever done? Well, we're going to find out what she's done. We're going to find out. And now this right here. Again, these college students, they think that they're very intelligent, and they're so sophisticated because they use the latest buzzwords. They try to sound like they're more sophisticated than they are. I've never liked when people do that. I've never liked when people do that. I was in college, too, and I'd hear that crap, and shut up. Oh, this is an era of progression in the American politics. We're going to set the stage. Progression in American politics, set the stage. You watch a little bit too much of MSNBC there, kid. Huh? Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Look at that. We can set an example for the world. Have a first African-American president and then follow it up with a woman president? Oh, that would be amazing. So it's all about aesthetics with these people. As long as you're the right color, as long as you're the right sex, then you get the job. Well, now, isn't that racism? Isn't that sexism? You're only hiring Barack Obama simply because he's black. That would be racism. You're voting for someone simply because of their color of their skin, not the content of their character. Sorry, not for nothing. But if you're going to vote for Hillary simply because she's a woman, how is that not sexist? You're voting for a specific sex, not a specific person. You're voting for a specific race, not a specific person. That is racism. That is sexism. Just as equally stupid.
I think she's the most obvious Democratic candidate.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like... Having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird, but, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting. So,
Oh, Jesus, God almighty, shut up. I mean, did you listen to this? I mean, just babbling. Repeating a legacy? Oh, we've had multiple Bushes. Wouldn't it be amazing? It'd be weird. But it would be amazing. It would be weird. But it would be amazing. Oh, multiple legacies. Shut up! I mean, what the hell are you talking about? And then, oh, Hillary Clinton has done so much. A world leader. Really? Really? She's done so much. Well, I've got this same woman in here. She's in the next club. And this other guy over here, this era of progression, Mr. Sophisticated over here, this little punk. We're going to set the stage. Really? Huh? For what, a puppet show? What do you mean, set the stage? You're an idiot. Shut up. Don't use any more of these goddamn buzzwords. I'm sick of them. Stop trying to sound like you're so freaking intelligent, because you're not. You're a baby. What are you, 19? For Christ's sakes, you're a baby. You haven't lived yet, kid. Shut up. You can't learn when your mouth is yakking. Shut up. Oh, it would be amazing. First African-American president. Now the first woman president. Well, didn't we learn a lesson before by voting for somebody just simply because of the color or the sex or the this or the that? Didn't we learn that it doesn't work? The man has no experience. Man doesn't know what he's doing. He screwed up this country. That's why there's going to be millions of people in Washington, D.C. tomorrow standing up saying no frickin' more. Now when you get right down to it, this goes on forever. We're not going to obviously go on forever. You're going to get the point pretty quick. But now they ask her, well, what are the accomplishments of Hillary? Because, you know, she's done so much. She's a world leader. She's so amazing. Everybody loves her. It would be wonderful, amazing to have the first woman president. Okay, but what are her accomplishments?
Office. What do you think is her greatest achievement as Secretary of State?
I'm not really sure. I'm not that into politics.
I don't know. It's a tough question. I don't know. I don't know.
Definitely not the Benghazi ordeal.
Don't say
right?
that.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Whoa. I have no clue.
There's just so many. Just the fact that she's been such a world leader and just recognized all over as doing so many great things. Like, I don't even know that I could pick a single accomplishment.
I mean, just listen to that. Oh, I don't know if I can pick a single accomplishment. Of course you can't, because she doesn't have any. But she's been on the world stage. She's been a world leader. She's recognized. That's it. You've been told that she is great and wonderful, so you just believed it. But then when you ask what makes her great and wonderful, well, then you can't answer the question. But you have been told your whole life that she is great and wonderful, and she's amazing. But what has she done? You yourself, that was the last one there. She said before, oh, she's done so much, but she can't name one accomplishment. But she's recognized as a world leader, and very strong, and courageous. She's incompetent! She screwed up every frickin' thing she's ever done. She has no accomplishments. And you people, I mean, Jesus God. This is why I think we ought to go back to being 21 before you can vote. You don't need these kinds of people in the goddamn ballot box. And that's exactly what they were talking about. The ballot box is compromised. My God, not only are people stealing the frickin' elections, voting for dead people, people voting multiple times, which I'm sorry, but voting fraud should cover a very stiff penalty. It should set a precedence. You don't do that. There should be very, very, a very stiff, hard penalty for that. All right, let's get into this next one here. A teen booted from prom after being told her dress sparkled with impure thoughts. Yeah. Well, the 17-year-old, not allowed to go on camera. Her mom didn't want her on camera. I kind of don't blame her, wants to protect her. And I don't blame mama for that one. But the boyfriend went on camera. They showed the dress. The dress was supposed to be when you put the hands down, it has to be fingertip length. Well, they showed the picture. It was. Big whoop. Even if it wasn't a little bit, so what? But she was told to leave after some fathers. See what it is. These fathers got themselves all exercise over this little girl, and they couldn't control themselves. So it's the little girl's fault. Just like with Sharia law. Hey, you got one of them little, whatever the hell you call them, those little black ghost sheets they wear over their heads. What are burkas? God damn it. I've got a constant brain fart in my head. I have too much stuff in my head. So everything wants to get out at once. And that's when things get all bottlenecked. But if somehow, some way, that burka accidentally releases just a minimal amount of skin, well, the man gets a boner. And now he's got a raper. And it's her fault for showing a little bit of skin. It's that woman's fault. She put impure thoughts into my mind. She made me rape her. She showed me her knee. She must be stoned. That's the kind of philosophy this is. What are you, frickin' kidding me? You're a grown frickin' man. What are you doing looking at them little girls? Okay, you can acknowledge that little girls are going to be pretty when they grow up to be women. And if you get if you're getting an erection over this little girl dancing, this 17-year-old girl dancing, you've got to address the problem. That's your problem. That's not the girl's problem. That's your problem. What the hell? God damn it. God damn. Come on. How are you going to blame that girl? In part, she wore some of the father's, she wrote, some of the fathers had complained her dancing was too provocative. So here she's on. She's got a nice dress on. It was like gray and had some like little sparkles and crap on it. It wasn't that revealing. It's a freaking dress. It's a stupid prom. Just shut up and dance. Let the kids alone. My God, my prom? Oh, my God, I would have been arrested. I'd still be in jail. I went with Nancy Ann Dalrymple. We went to the prom. God almighty, the champagne that we drank that night. Well, we get to the prom, and they're playing some music, live band. I'm drunk. I love to dance. Me and Nance were dancing. I get myself good and even drunker. I jump up on the stage. I carry the rest of the frickin' night. Band left me up there. I didn't even know half the song. I just was singing. I had a great time. I was dancing on the stage, off the stage. They gave me the microphone. God only knows what songs I sang that night. And that's a true story. That's no joke. I can back it up. Now, if I'd have done that now, my Lord. Getting all liquored up at the prom? Jumping on the goddamn stage, acting like a complete ass? But the band let me do it. Then they called me back up, so what was I supposed to do? I'm a showman. I get an opportunity to be in front of a frickin' crowd? Okay. I'm 17, 18. I'm drunk. I'm going to take the opportunity. Today, I'd be thrown in the goddamn can. I need psychotherapy, shock therapy, frickin' Prozac. I mean, the list goes on and on. I would be a miscreant. I would have to be removed from society. Because I dare be a frickin' kid! Look, kids are going to get a little wild, a little crazy. Okay, you can control them. You can teach them. Take that moment to teach. It's okay to teach. You're a frickin' adult. You're supposed to teach the youngins. All animals do that. It's okay to take an opportunity when you see a kid doing something stupid. Take an opportunity not to beat him, not to kick him, not to punish him, not to call the goddamn cops so he gets arrested, photographed, and fingerprinted. Take that opportunity to teach him, for Christ's sakes. That's your frickin' duty, you idiot! Do we know? No! I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. It's the 21st century. Just got to accept it. Well, no, you don't. No, you don't. And again, I know this. It seems very inconsequential and very small potatoes. But it's not. It's these kinds of things that should not be. See, I'm one of these guys, I have no patience for things I shouldn't have patience for. Stupidity, I have zero patience for. None. I don't. Well, whatever. Moving on. Senate bill would require states now to pay back the feds for their failed Obamacare exchanges. Well, when they say fed, they don't mean they mean you. That's your money that they have taken and stolen and misused. God only knows where it is. Completely mismanaged it. This is something else that we should not accept. I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, you know, that's the government. Well, that's just the government. You know how they are. They love to spend money. Oh, well. Oh, look, Kim Kardashian's on. Hey, honey, grab the Cheetos. We can't afford to accept this crap anymore. The hell? God damn. Well, two Republican senators introduced a bill Wednesday that would punish. I love that word, punish. Everybody's got to be punished. That's another word that we can remove from our goddamn vocabulary.
Tweet.
Two Republican senators introduced a bill Wednesday that would punish states who completely scrap their state-run Obamacare exchanges, requiring them to pay back the federal government, the taxpayer, for the money that was wasted. Yeah, good luck. The bill by Senator Orrin Hatch and John Barrasso would apply to states who forego their own state exchange in favor of the federal marketplace. The American people are sick and tired of writing a blank check for the health care law's complete failures. Well, maybe if all those Republicans hadn't have voted for this goddamn president to have an open frickin' checkbook, he's already got a magic pen, and now you give him a checkbook. No, go ahead, write as many checks as you want to until 2015 there, Mr. President. Knock your frickin' self out. We don't care if the country goes goddamn bankrupt. We can just tell you I told you so when it does. Well, what good is that going to do? The country's bankrupt. That Republicans can come out and say, I told you so. What does that mean? You won? What's the prize? What did you win? Well, the country's bankrupt. We're now in power. Oh, I get it. That's the frickin' prize. It shouldn't be about power. Follow the goddamn Constitution. That's what it should be about, period. Conversation just ended. They need to have a piece of legislation that says Congress can only work so many days out of the frickin' year. That's it. You can't get what you need to done in these days, you get nothing done. Every time they go to work, more and more liberties, more and more freedoms, more and more rights. Life away. Where'd they go? We don't know. We don't see them. Of course you don't. They wiped them away. They don't exist. They're gone. We need to bring them back. Thank God for those patriots showing up tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Good for them. Good for them. A spokesman for Barrasso confirmed that the bill so far would only apply to Oregon, which decided last month to abolish their state-run exchange because they couldn't figure out how to operate the son of a bitch. They couldn't get it to work. They had everybody write it out on pieces of paper. But those papers, all of those applications on paper have to be manually, not only if it's going to go into their system, but it has to also be put into healthcare.gov. So my question is, why would, if you're going to have healthcare.gov and all these state exchanges have to input into healthcare.gov anyway, why would you allow the states to have their own state exchange when they got to be put into the federal exchange regardless? So why not just have the federal exchange and just get it done? Everybody goes into one. That's what they want anyway. I mean, this whole thing was a mess from the very goddamn beginning. If they were going to do it and do it right, they should have had every state would have to implement their own. That's the way it should have been done. But states couldn't figure it out. Actually, they should have freaking done it anyway. But you know they're going to do it. But it's up to us, like these guys that are showing up tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Say no more. We can turn this around. We can repeal that that stupid Obamacare. We can repeal that. If we get the right people in office, we can repeal it. But it's going to take the American people. The American people, they're the ones who are going to have to do it. We're the ones who created this problem by sleeping and voting this in time and time and time and time again. But we're the only ones who can fix this problem. And if we don't fix it, it's never going to be fixed. The government's not going to fix it. It's up to us. We're the ones who hire and fire. It's up to us to fix this problem. So if you want to sit on the couch, choke on another bag of Cheetos, watching the Kim Kardashian show, well then, no. Good luck, all you sleepers out there. You're going to be waking up tomorrow, and good for them. I hope they get it. I hope they get that $30 million, $60 million. The bill, which was also sponsored by Senators Saxby Chambliss, Tom Coburn, Mike Enzi, John McCain. I can't believe John McCain would go on to this. It's the 21st century, man. He should just be accepting this. Hey, you know, it just is what it is. Government spends money. It's, you know, just is what it is. The bill would dictate that a state that forgoes its exchange pay back, now listen to this, 10% of the taxpayer funds every year for 10 years. 10% every year for 10 years. I'm thinking to myself, like, what? No, 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 no. 10% every 10 years. First of all, that 10% every 10 years, first of all, it's not going to happen. That's why they do it. They stretch it out for 10 years. They can find a way. The state can find a way to not do it. No, no, no. You screwed up the money. You misused it. You pay it all back. You pay it all back now. You don't like it? Not our goddamn problem. You're the one who screwed it up. Now you have to pay for it. When are these people going to be held accountable? When are they going to be held responsible? Well, if they mismanage that money, they have to pay it back now. And if it's got to come out of their own goddamn pocket, so frickin' be it. It's high time that we hold these people accountable. They're messing with our money, not theirs. They're not going to spend their money that way. They're not going to spend their money. They're spending your money. If they misuse it, so what? They just tax more of your money. So they can spend more and waste more. And you keep voting them in. Time and time and time again. Well, not any frickin' more. Not any frickin' more. Good for them boys marching down there. There's probably girls down there, too. Good. I wish I could be there. I really do. Oh, 10% for 10 years? No, no, what are we supposed to do in the meantime? You just took how many billions of dollars out of the taxpayers' kitty since this president came into office? My God, the amount of money that this man has taken from the taxpayer. We are fast approaching $20 trillion. We will get over that. Do people realize what $20 trillion really frickin' is? It's a lot. Well, this bill, again, I mean, it sounds good. Oh, yeah, we'll get the taxpayers' money back. In 10 frickin' years. And within that time, you know damn good and well, they're going to find a way not to pay it. Oh, well, we've got budget cuts. We can't afford it. Well, we'll have to get it back next year. Next year comes, it never comes. No. You waste the taxpayers' money, you pay it back now, period. Again, this all goes with common sense, and you got to put that in legislation because people don't have it in their heads. All right, now this stupid Susan Rice. Jesus God Almighty! I mean, this woman. She should be in a grand jury. not on television, some fluff interview. Well, she's at a foreign policy lunch. I mean, what the hell is that, a foreign policy lunch? What foreign policy? It's a foreign fallacy. It's not a policy. What foreign policy? You haven't done any work yet. You don't eat until you do your goddamn job. What the hell is that, a foreign policy lunch? Policy. And why are they so obsessed with food? I mean, a goddamn embassy gets blown up, and Obama's got to go upstairs and eat. Hey, Mr. President, the embassy's being burnt and fired on and attacked, and we don't know where our ambassador is. Oh, okay, boys. Well, I'm going to go upstairs and eat. Michelle gets mad at me if I don't show up on time. So he goes up there. He eats. God only knows what he had. I wonder if he had a cheeseburger. Probably did. He likes cheeseburgers. I wonder what he ate. Maybe that's a question I'd like to ask the president if I could ever get an interview. What were you eating while our embassy was burning, Mr. President? What was your meal? Was it a cheeseburger? Was it tofu salad? Were you eating healthy? Tacos? What'd you have? Well, she was at this stupid lunch and a stupid interview, and she was asked if this select committee on Benghazi would ever reveal any new information. Dinged if I know. That was her response. Dinged if I know. Hell, I don't know. I don't know nothing. The crowd laughed. Oh, it's so funny. I know. Isn't Benghazi funny? I mean, that's a comedy of the year. Benghazi. Coming to a theater near you. Benghazi, the comedy. Yeah, it's a real frickin' joke, isn't it? Then she goes on, this obnoxious little brat. I mean, honestly, the administration has... I'm surprised she didn't say, dude, that was 2 years ago. I don't know. Dang if I know. Dude, man, that was like 2 years ago. How can these people be so... I mean, how can they be so distant from this? I don't get it. I mean, do these men's lives mean anything at all? I never met them. I never met Glenn Doherty. Never met Sean Spitt. Never met Tyrone Woods. I never met the ambassador. I never met him. So why should I give a damn? I never met him. I didn't know him. Who cares if they died? Who cares if they were raped, cattle prodded, tortured, burnt, blown up with mortars, AK-47s? How do I care? I mean, God damn it, lady. I mean, honestly, the administration has produced, I think, 25,000 pages of documents, she says. Really? 25,000 pages of redacted documents and documents that are irrelevant to the goddamn case. What the hell does that mean? Well, we released these 25,000 documents. Yeah, but none of these goddamn documents have anything to do with Benghazi. Yeah, but you got them. We released them. We're transparent.
Don't you know?
Yeah. We do. It's hard to imagine, this bimbo continues, what further will come of yet another committee? Oh, just another committee. Well, she might have a point. It's not so much that I don't have any faith that Trey Gowdy is going to uncover some dirt. Where I lose my trust and my faith is what's going to happen after we find the dirt. Who's going to get flogged? That's what I want to know. Who's going to have to bend over and drop their britches and get their ass paddled? That's what I want to know. I want to know who's going to jail. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Now, whether we get to that point or not, I don't know. I know he's got subpoena power. I know he's got a lot of power, but I don't trust. I don't trust the system one goddamn iota. I think we're all smart enough to know what... We know enough that happened to know that this should be more of a grand jury than a goddamn committee hearing. Committee hearings are nice, and they're wonderful, and they're great. But if they have absolutely no meaning, what the hell's the goddamn point? Ding if I know. I mean, honestly, dude. I mean, we've only given out like, oh, dude, like, you know, 25,000 pages, dude. What more can we do? Well, first of all, you can start by, well, telling the truth. That might be number one. We don't need any documents. We just want to know, well, where was the president when all this was happening? Our embassy is on fire. Our president just finds out from Leon Panetta, and I think it was Dempsey, the other general. Yeah, Mr. President. They told him face to face, Mr. President, our embassy's on fire. We have no idea where the hell our ambassador is. Can't find him. Fire, there's machine guns, and we're being attacked. What do we do? Well, I'm going to go out. You guys go into the Situation Room. I'm going to go upside, and I'm going to eat. So that's what he did. He goes out. He goes upstairs, and he eats. Then when he's done eating, if that isn't enough, him and Valerie Goebbels, well, you know, they go have a phone conference with Netanyahu for 2 hours, a two-hour phone call with Netanyahu. He goes up and he eats. How long did he eat? I don't know. Could have been a half hour. God only knows. Is he a fast eater or is he a slow eater? We don't know. It's the most transparent administration in American political history. You think we would know. Is the president a fast eater? Or is he a slow eater? Or is he one of the medium eaters? We don't know. But you would have to think that anywhere from, like, say, maybe a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, that this man probably ate. Because, you know, he's royal. He's got to sit there. You know, I'm sure he probably had, you know, some wine before dinner. Had a brief conversation with the wife. And then comes the first course. And then, of course, the second and the third. God only knows how many courses he has. Then he wipes his mouth and he gets done. He stretches, probably goes out and smokes a cigarette with a glass of cognac. Then him and Valerie Goebbels, well, they go into the Oval Office there and they call up old Netanyahu and they have a conversation for 2 frickin' hours. Then after that, I guess he went to bed. We don't know. But we do know after that 2 hour phone call, Valerie Goebbels goes into the Situation Room to take control, to handle the situation. An advisor, a president's advisor. First of all, if the president's advisor is going to be in the Situation Room, the president's advisor must be accompanied by somebody like, say, I don't know, the frickin' president. And the advisor is to sit there and listen and learn. If he is asked a direct question, or she in this case, a direct question, then he answers it very briefly and shuts the hell back up. They are not in charge of the Situation Room. I mean, if the president didn't want to do his goddamn job, at least he could have handed it over to a goddamn general, somebody who knows about, I don't know, war. Valerie Goebbels is now head of the Situation Room? What, are you kidding me? Her and Hillary are coordinating back and forth? So Obama didn't have to give the stand-down order. Valerie Goebbels did. Are you going to subpoena her, Mr. Gowdy? That's what I'd like to know. Look, I support you, Mr. Gowdy. I'm your ally. I do support this committee. But I support that it's done correctly, and I want it done correctly. And if you do have subpoena power, you do need to subpoena the president, and you do need to subpoena Valerie Goebbels, period. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to subpoena them. And if somebody gets all pissed off, let them. You got the American people's side. Or the American people have your side. They're on your side, Mr. Gowdy. And the stronger you are, and the more that you do not give in to their threats and their intimidation, the more Americans are going to be on your side. Damn way it is. So then she goes on. Well, what is lost in all of this discussion about Sunday morning shows and talking points is that we lost four brave Americans on that day. So now she wants to sound like she's really concerned about those four Americans. You know, the ones that were killed by a video. You remember them. Well, it was a dangerous place. I mean, hey, it's a dangerous world. You know, some people live, some people die. Hey, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Hell, it's a dangerous place, you know? What can you do? Besides, dude, it was 2 years ago, man. Stop talking about it. They're dead, man. Just the way it is. Al-Qaeda got a lot more weapons. Boko Haram got a whole bunch of weapons so they can kidnap little girls. So everybody wins. Putin now has control over the Middle East. He's going to have the keys to the internet here soon. So goddamn, the army of frickin' Liechtenstein could come over here and take us over. We're all going to be speaking Liechtensteinian here pretty soon. Imagine that. Well, good for these guys going in there. I can't leave this alone. Once I found out that it was actual and it was real, I mean, I'm like, okay, yeah. It only makes sense. I'm sorry. But you knew it was going to happen at some point. Again, you can't keep pushing people down. They're going to rise up and push back. And that's exactly what's happening. Liberals, you screwed up. You can fix yourself right now. Turn your ship around. Reverse course. And save yourselves. I'm telling you, you can do it. All you have to do is take a frickin' vacation from all of your little tyrant ways. Their way. You don't like them? Go somewhere else where you do like the people. Don't try to change me. I'm not going to think like you. I don't want to think like you. I don't want to think like anybody. I want to think like me, and that's it. Jesus, God almighty. What I don't get is the way they just brush it off. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Ah, you know, come on. We gave out all these documents. Now you want to bring it up again. It was a long time ago. It was this. It's boring. People are tired of it. Nobody's going to lose any sleep over it. Why do you keep bringing it up? We want to talk about jobs. Really, Nancy? You want to talk about jobs? Huh? Hi, sweetie. Remember the last time that you talked about jobs? That stimulus package? What happened to those jobs, huh, sweetie? What happened to them jobs you were talking about? Where'd they go? Yeah. What did they call that one summer? What the hell were they calling that? The summer of recovery. Remember that? Remember the summer of recovery? Well, I think the real summer of recovery is coming this summer. The real recovery is coming. And it's starting tomorrow. Washington, frickin' D.C. I'd still love to be there. If I can find a way, I'm going to do it. Well, let's get into this here real quick. Like, we got about 15 minutes here. The absurdity. I mean, it is mind-boggling to me that people are that. I can't understand how people can believe in fairy tales. I'm sorry. I mean, look, Santa Claus, hey, you know, everybody loves a Santa Claus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Everybody loves a freaking Easter Bunny. I mean, come on. Come on. We love all these things. Okay, they're fun. But we do understand the reality. We can't live in Dreamville. We have to live in reality. You can take a vacation from reality and go into Dreamville. As long as you don't camp there and stay there, you got to get out of there. It's not healthy. It's not safe. You need to come back into reality. It's okay. Reality won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. It'll treat you good. That dream pill will only make you feel like you're being treated good. But it ain't. Secretary of Stupid State, John Why the Long Face Kerry, welcome French Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabi, whatever his stupid name is. He's an idiot. Well, they welcome this dumbass to the State Department in Washington on Tuesday to discuss a range of issues, from Iran to Syria to climate chaos. Captain Chaos! Anybody remember that? That was a funny movie. Burt Reynolds needs to make one of those other movies. He needs to make another movie like that, a beer-drinking, car-chasing movie. Even though he's a senior citizen, I think it'd still be fun. I think the bandit can still drive. Goddamn right. Go, bandit, go. Kerry and this French moron, which Kerry's a moron, too. So moron one and moron two made a joint appearance before their meeting. Wow, look at that. And this stupid French foreign minister warned that only 500 days remain to avoid climate chaos. Well, what the hell is you going to do in 500 days? And where did that number come from? 500. I mean, where do these people pull these numbers out of their ass? Well, you get 72 versions if you blow up a building. Well, why 72? Why not, you know, at least go 75? Why not just go the full freaking 100? Or how about just an endless stream of virgins? Whenever I want to have sex, I just go out into this pool and pick out a virgin. And if I want three or four for that day, well, I just pick them out. That'd be a hell of a lot better than only 72. I mean, why? How do you get 72? I mean, that number doesn't even make any sense. 72. Well, that's not very good. I don't think it'd be worth it. I mean, if you're going to give me an endless flow of virgins, yeah, then maybe, all right. I'll crash this goddamn airplane into a building or two. Yeah, no problem. Let's rock and roll. But only 72? Nah, not interested. You need to come up with something a little better than that. There is no week without a phone call or a visit between John and myself. This moron goes on. And we have the agenda, many items, many issues. Iran, because negotiations are resuming today. Oh, negotiations with Iran. First of all, you can't negotiate with Iran. They're not negotiable. You don't negotiate with those people. The question of Syria. Oh, yeah. Question of what's the question of Syria? And we shall meet Thursday in London together. Oh. Ukraine. They're going to talk about Ukraine. And very important issues. Issues of climate change. Climate chaos. Those are his exact words. I just read you. And we have, as I said, we have 500 days to avoid climate chaos. And I know that President Obama and John Kerry himself are committed on this subject. And I'm sure that with them, with a lot of other friends, we shall be able to reach success on this very important matter. What very important matter? What are your big plans there, boys? Huh? What are you going to do in 500 frickin' days to save the goddamn planet? What is your big plan? Huh? You going to make these big plans public? You going to let us know what you're doing? What are you doing? How could you possibly save the planet in 500 days? This sounds like one of those science fiction movies. Save the world in 500 days. Doing what? What are you going to do? Well, France is scheduled to host the 21st. Listen to this now. They got 500 days to save the world. But yet, France is scheduled to host the 21st conference on the parties on climate change, which is in December, which is 565 days from now. So what he's hoping is that he can do something within that 500 days so he can have 65 days to produce a speech telling the world how great and wonderful and how wise he was that he saved the world in 500 days. But what happens if you don't get the world to cooperate with your little plans, boys? The world's going to be dead. How are you going to host this conference when you're dead? Because the planet is on fire. It melted. It burnt. There's nothing left. All life does not exist. We're all dead. Well, there's a leading climate scientist, and I was a meteorologist in the Navy, too, so I kind of did a bunch of studying on this stuff in college when I was in the Navy, and then I continued afterwards. Am I an ologist? Am I absolutely 100% the most knowledgeable man when it comes to this stuff? Absolutely frickin' not. I don't claim that I am, but I certainly know enough where I could actually have a goddamn conversation with somebody on the subject. But a leading climate scientist has resigned from the advisory board of a think tank. I hate these stupid think tanks. What the hell? That's the problem. Get rid of these stupid think tanks. That's where these people come up with all these goddamn cockamamie ideas. That's why we have all these problems, because people sit around together and they think. Stop thinking. Brains obviously can't handle it. Well, he resigns from this board after being subjected to what he described as McCarthy-style pressure from his fellow academics, because he wasn't programmable. They couldn't program him just to go along with the flow. These scientists go along with this global warming so they can make more money. They're making money off the taxpayers. Take a little time and learn how these scientists get paid. They get paid to come up with all these scare tactic models and showing the world is going to be melted. Polar bears are dying, even though the polar bear numbers have been increasing forever. There's no problem with the goddamn polar bear. The ice doesn't seem to be a problem. But evidently, more ice means global warming. But they don't know what the hell the planet's doing. And that's right. You don't. You're not supposed to. This stuff is way over your frickin' head. And you don't understand why you don't understand. Well, that's because you don't understand. Mother Nature is a little bit smarter than you. She's got a hell of a lot more control over what the hell is going on than you. You're just a frickin' human. You cannot control the climate. Everything in the cosmos controls that climate. And when they say climate change, yeah. Climate is constantly changing. It has to. It doesn't have a choice. All the stuff that's out there in the cosmos, from CMEs to gravitational pull from other planets to our axis, our imperfect orbit, the fact that we have a tilt, an average of, what, 23.6? And it can move. It moves just this much. Boom, that's all it takes. Those areas that got sun now don't. Those that didn't now do. Man doesn't have any control over that. Jesus Christ, man. They just want to control your life. This is all about control. So they're going to use climate change, and they're going to scare the hell out of you, thinking that the whole planet is melting. And if you don't go along with it, well, then you're a planet hater. You're a planet phobe. You want to destroy the planet, so we've got to destroy you. This is their thinking. Well, thank God people in Washington, D.C. are showing up. Thank God those people are showing up down there, saying, no, we're not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept it either. This is not who we are. This is not America. No freaking excuse for any of this stuff that we got to talk about on a daily goddamn basis. And I'm sick and freaking tired of it. Well, so are these people, and good for them. I support them all the way. Hopefully it is a peaceful demonstration. And it can be, and it should be. But that all depends on the liberals. Now, you know you're going to get cops down there. You know it's going to turn into something. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't have to. American people should peacefully assemble. They want to protest their government for a redress of freaking grievances. And that list is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every freaking second. These people are Americans. They're standing up for what is right. And if you can't at least support what they're doing, their point, well, then you are their enemy. You are the enemy. And I don't mean enemy, 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 and you must be destroyed and killed. No. But you still are the goddamn enemy. Your mind is the freaking enemy. Your mindset. The fact that you want to take away my rights, my liberties, my freedoms of being who I am, that does make you an enemy. I'm sorry, but you are. Liberals, you don't have to be that way. You can change. And Republicans don't have to go along with it. Americans just need to simply go back to just simply being Americans. We're Americans. We're free. We're all free. We're all one group, one family, one race. That's it. We're Americans. This is not who the hell we are. And if this is who we are, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. And I'm going to be on the right side of history. Because this is not my goddamn America at all. This is not where I live. This is not, no. This is not my country. I can't accept this. I'm sorry, John McCain. I don't care what's in your stupid goddamn 21st century handbook. I will not accept this. But I want to thank everybody for listening here today. Everybody in the chat room, everybody on their smartphones, and that will download later. This is not my America. I've got to play this song. I love this song. This is not who we are. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.
Sometimes I wanna light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue.
country and